Okay, and I'll check with Stephanie and see where she scheduled kids.
Okay.
Well, I think we have enough people on to get started. If everybody could just briefly again say their name, go around, we'll get minutes for the meeting.
John Hannigan.
John, hi.
Hi.
Dale Harold and Bill Dunty.
Hi, Dale and Bill.
Bill May and Wendy Goldberg.
Just do that one again, please.
Bill May and Wendy Goldberg.
Claudia Toshi.
Claudia.
Tatiana.
Hi, Tatiana. How are you?
Good.
Elizabeth Sowell.
Elizabeth, how's it going?
Good.
Colleen Adnam.
Hi, Colleen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
I'm Michelle here, Informatics 4.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hello, not too bad.
Good. And is Claire on? Claire Coles?
Okay. I don't think she can make this time.
All right, good. Sarah?
Jennifer, I'm on the call.
Oh, great. Hi, Jennifer. Good. Anyone else? I've got Ken, Tina, Phil, Wendy, John, Dale, Bill, Claudia, Tatiana, Elizabeth, Colleen, Michelle, Sarah, Jennifer, and myself, and Jill, anyone else?
Nope, I'm good.
Great. Okay. So you all have an agenda, and say a little bit about the CFAS meeting in Vancouver. For people who have never attended this meeting, it really is different than any other meeting that you'll ever go to on CFAS, FASD. There were about 1,000 people there from many different all the way from the legal profession. Maybe 10% of the people there were pediatricians and other providers for children who have this. There were biological moms, adoptive moms. It was really a massive group. People from all countries, but I think the great majority were Canadian. And it was a very sort of broad spectrum of information that was covered. It was different than what we're used to in that when CFAS had its plenary session, there were 1,000 people in the audience, which is a strong contrast from when we present at our own fetal alcohol study group. It covered, as I said, a really wide variety of topics, and there was enormous enthusiasm on the part of the people who were there. I can tell you that I gave a 90-minute session on alcohol and L1, and there were people from all walks of life who sat through the whole thing. So people are very hungry for information, very appreciative for the work that's being done, and there was a lot of good discussion at the meeting. It's a meeting that I would recommend to people if they've never gone to before. Jill, maybe you can say a few words about the doodle poll. This concerns the question of whether CFAS should meet at RSA, and if it should, when it should meet. Go ahead.
So there is a doodle poll that all of you can respond to. The link for it is in the reminder that was sent out about this conference call. And if you can just check the time slots of times where you would be able to meet in Atlanta during the RSA meeting, then Dr. Riley will look at it next week and determine whether or not there's a substantial amount of people that could meet at a certain time to make a meeting worthwhile. So if you can respond to that by Friday, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Michael and Jill, I'm not sure a lot of us have booked for that conference yet, and really, I don't really know what days I'm going to be there.
Okay, well, I know they've put a preliminary program together, and if you are planning on attending, and I have heard from a couple of you that you're not planning on attending RSA, We're just trying to get a feeler out to see whether or not there's a time when even, you know, maybe it'll just be the basic science group or the clinical group or a couple of people that want to meet about this. If you could just put what you think your availability might be, that'd be really helpful.
Given how busy everybody is at RSA, we're not looking to have a day-long meeting. This would be a few hours at some point, if it would be productive. And, you know, we understand that people are coming and going and that people are very busy when they're there. So it's really just an attempt to see whether this is feasible. And to some extent, feasibility will determine whether it's realistic and whether we should try to do it. So just fill out the doodle poll and we'll take it from there. In terms of the meeting itself, there's a couple of symposia. There is a CFAST symposia that Tatiana has organized on fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, what the face can tell us over time and across species. Luther Robinson is going to introduce it. Robert Lipinski from the Bowles Center is going to talk about 3D face and brain correlation in the FASD mouse model. Leah Weatherall is going to talk about effects of prenatal alcohol exposure in sheep and mice on craniofacial measurements and their change with age. Peter Hammond will present his wonderful morphing pictures, analyzing dysmorphism in 3D for the face. And Tatiana is going to talk about longitudinal changes in the face of individuals exposed to alcohol prenatally, and I will say a few words at the end. So that looks like a good symposium, and Dale has organized that I'll let him talk about on epigenetics.
Yeah, so it's not just me. It's me, Bill Dunty, and Ava Rede from Northwestern who have organized this. It's going to focus on FASD and epigenetic changes, and it's going to include Feng Zhao, who's going to talk about his mouse work on genome-wide epigenetic profiling and transcriptional profilings. Michael's going to be our discussant, and we're grateful to him. Bill is going to give our intro, and then Ava Rede will talk about her work on epigenetic regulation of genes involved in thyroid hormone metabolism, and also which she has found to be imprinted, and how maternal versus paternal genes can be playing their dominant roles in different subregions of the brain. And as well, we have Michelle Ramsey from South Africa is going to talk on her her work, which I think has focused largely on sperm DNA methylation in relation to paternal alcohol exposure. And then lastly, we have someone who's not an alcohol researcher but has looked at the environmental effects of smoking and diet on epigenetic regulation of genes that are important in fetal development. And her name is Kirsty Agard-Tillery from Baylor College of Medicine. And that's it.
Great. Thanks.
What was that last name again, Bill?
Her first name is Kirsty, K-J-E-R-S-T-I. And last name is Agard, and everywhere you would guess there's an A, there's actually two, A-A-G-A-A-R-D, dash Tillery. And one other thing I noticed is that Dan Savage, I think, is organizing a FASD therapeutics symposium, if I recall correctly.
Dan, maybe you can tell us about that a little bit? Or is Dan on this call?
No, he doesn't make these calls.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I think I can pull that up real fast.
I'm that one, but I don't remember who else is.
When
we put it together, it's been too long.
Studies on pharmacotherapeutic interventions. Dan is introducing it. Alex Medina is going to talk about his phosphodiesterase type 1 inhibitors. Jennifer is talking surprisingly about choline. And then Vishnu Subramaniam is going to talk about Centella Asiatica ameliorating cognitive deficits due to prenatal ethanol exposure by modulating AMPA receptor trafficking and function. And Rafael Verishin is going to be talking about histamine H3 receptor antagonists ameliorating fetal ethanol-induced deficits in synaptic plasticity and learning. And Dan Savage is going to also be the discussant. And that one is 2 to 4 p.m. on some day.
I think it's on the same day as the CFAS one, but in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Yeah,
is that right?
Sunday afternoon?
Yeah.
So the CFAS is Sunday morning, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's good. Jill, could you say a little bit about progress reports, please?
Absolutely. Just a reminder to all projects, except for Dr. Farooz, which is due on July 1st, all of your NIH, NIAAA, and you use the format forms of the PHS 2590 for your progress reports are due June 1st. And as always, please send me a copy, including all the FACE pages, budget pages, checklists, everything like that, of your PDF once you have it completed. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to email me. Thanks.
Thanks. We should project updates. Ken and Tina.
So you want me to go first? So we're moving along. We had a paper accepted in the Journal of Studies of Alcohol and Drugs this month. And we got another nice large shipment of blood samples from Ukraine. We will be there next week visiting both sites and working on trying to develop a mechanism for continued follow-up of these kids past 1 year of age and looking for opportunities for additional funding to bring to that effort. But everything's going as planned.
Great. How many kids now are enrolled?
I think we've passed the 350 mark, so we're pregnancies. Including the pilot data, we're past 500, and we think we're going to be, by the end of this year, we'll finish what we need for the sample.
Wonderful.
And as far as the dysmorphology core is concerned, I am continuing to see kids at San Diego State. Sarah has set up a regular time when I'm coming out there, and in fact, I'm going out there, I think, tomorrow. And then I'm going to Minneapolis on Thursday, and I'm going to Ukraine, back to Ukraine on this weekend. I'm going to New Mexico the 25th of May. So I'm running around seeing kids and seeing a lot of kids.
So Ken, it's April in New Mexico, correct? April 25th.
You come to South Africa in May.
South Africa in May, right?
Who's going to water your lawn?
What's that?
Who's going to water your lawn?
Who is going to water my lawn? I don't have a lawn, Mike.
You just put concrete over when you got your travel schedule?
I've got native plants.
I see. Good for you.
We have a drought, Michael. We're not allowed to water.
Oh, is that right?
So the great news is that we finally got IRB.
Can't hear you.
No, that was Tina. She was just talking to me.
Oh, hey, okay. It sounded like great news about an IRB approval.
Right.
Yay. That's always worth celebrating. Phil, do you want to update us, please?
Is Sarah not going to update all the sites?
Yeah, Sarah, why don't you do that?
Okay, I'd be happy to. So we've been busy the last, seems like forever now, trying to really fill in our data. We've added a page to the Google documents that, and Jill has included it in the PDF, which includes where we need to focus our efforts in getting data. So we have lots of kids tested. We have 716 children tested, which is amazing. So we're continuing to test, continue to collect data. Some sites have slowed down, sites that have met their goals. But other sites are hopefully continuing. But then what we're really doing is focusing a lot of effort on our data, trying to get as much data into the database as possible, so that we have the data available for people to use. We focused first on basic information that would allow all projects to have a grouping variable for each subject, and we. At this point, of those 716 kids that have been tested, 73% have a valid grouping variable. South Africa has recently started entering their dysmorphology data. They have the lowest rate right now, but they're entering a lot of dysmorphology data that's going to bring that number. And I know Colleen's up, so she can talk on the phone, so she can talk about that specifically, but that's really going to bring that number up. And otherwise, we're doing pretty well. Ben and I have been working with each individual site to try to get the data in to the central repository. After we focused on the grouping variables, we then focused on the neuropsychological variables. So grouping variables are obviously all data is available to everybody, but we thought the grouping variables should be prioritized because all projects can need that information. And then we focused on the neuropsychological data. And that's also included in the PDF that Jill sent. And it tells us where we don't have all of our data in. So we have a lot of really high numbers. We have some that are very low, and we're working on troubleshooting why that is, where we've also obviously been working with the informatics core to try to figure out if there are glitches or issues, and they've been really helpful from that perspective. We're working on we have a couple post abstracts that we're doing for RSA, so we've been working on trying to get those together. But I think you guys, if there's anything I'm forgetting, that's been our big push recently, is getting the data into the database.
Any questions or comments for Sarah?
So the teacher questionnaires, I guess, seem to be lagging. Is there just a simple explanation for that? Is it a critical absence?
The simple explanation is that teachers are overworked and underpaid and don't have the time. The good news is that we can separate that from everything. It doesn't affect the rest of our measures. It would really be a nice addition, but I have to say we've tried really hard. All the sites have tried really hard, we have to rely on the teachers to participate, and unfortunately they're not always able to do that.
Okay.
But they're not. So, yes, it would be interesting and important information, but it's not fatal.
Crucial, yeah.
That's the part that I'm less concerned with in terms of missing data. And that's been true I know I've talked to several different people at different projects, and everyone seems to have a similar experience with teacher data. So it's not just us in isolation.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth?
Yes.
You want to update us, please?
Yeah, so we've had one paper published with the multi-site brain and Ken's base measures. We've got another that I thought we had submitted, but I guess not quite yet, on cortical thickness, and then another one in the works looking at the corpus callosum and face correlates. All the sites are working on collecting time 2 data. Claire, if for that subcontract or the the ERA money to scan kids in Atlanta, they've run pilots on the protocol, and Catherine Narr is going to be there later in a couple of weeks, and they're going to start collecting data. The goal is to scan 10 kids with the full fetal alcohol syndrome. So, you know, things got really complicated with my move to Children's Hospital, USC. So I apologize to everyone who got roped into closing out accounts as of the end of April. And I think it's pretty certain for many reasons that we are going to leave everything at UCLA until the end of July. So I just need to make sure that I have a visiting appointment at UCLA, but I can't imagine why they wouldn't grant that. And that's it.
Any questions for Elizabeth? Congratulations on your move.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I do have a question, Elizabeth.
Yes.
So the 10 kids with the fetal alcohol syndrome are in Atlanta?
Yes.
And are those kids I've seen in Atlanta?
I'm sure Claire is going to target ones that you've seen.
Okay. So that's great that you're getting 10 kids who have documented fetal alcohol syndrome. And do we have neurobehavioral and photography on those 10 kids?
Well, I think that's her plan, or that is the plan, is for her to target kids with the full FAS who we've done neurobehavior and you've seen them.
And I
think the reason
Ken
is asking
pictures of them and so forth.
Sorry,
let me just clarify. I think the reason Ken's asking that is on the last trip, there were a number of kids that we saw that I think Ken and Leah would agree had pretty full-blown FAS, but I'm not sure that they were had the full CFAS protocol on them, and they didn't have the other elements. So I think the reason Ken's asking this is he wants to make sure it's not those kids. Is that what you're getting at, Ken?
I think I might be able to help with that. This is Sarah. Claire has had multiple staffing changes due to various illnesses and things. So she was without a tester for quite a while, and she is just in the final phases of training a new one. My understanding is that the whole reason for doing this was so that there would be kids with FAS who had every aspect of the project.
Yeah,
so I'm sure that she is planning to have those people have every aspect of the project.
Yeah.
Great. That's great.
Okay.
That will more than double the number of kids that we have in the project that have all four variables taken care of. So that's great.
That would
have
great.
To be done by the end of July.
Great.
And this is Sarah again. One thing that I would like to add is that we started our time 2 imaging, but we're also doing time 2 neurobehavioral testing on those kids. So because we slowed down on our 1, we thought we would add that into our, and I know Colleen's doing the same thing.
Yes, as Colleen, I wanted to just comment on the Google chart in terms of the time 2 MRI scanning. I think that the current chart reflects where we were a month ago, and in fact, as of the end of last month, we had done repeat MRI scans on a total of 18.
18?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Maybe in your move, you didn't pick up the mail from Tanya last week. So we've done 18. It's 10 fetal alcohol, 1 control, and then there's one whose source is unknown. And then whilst I can just make my talking efficient here, Tatiana.
It should be 7, not 3. I checked also. It should be 7, shouldn't it, Colleen?
Was at the end of last month.
We forgot to update our row. It should be 7. I asked Leah as soon as I saw the chart. That's my understanding. Do you agree it should be 7?
You mean as of this month now?
Yes.
No, it should be 18. You may not have all the data because it gets uploaded. It gets uploaded, I think, at the end of the week, and then it gets downloaded in Indiana. That's
okay, all right. So we only know that it's up to 7. Oh, 18 is dynamite.
It's up to 18. We are going to be slowing down. April in South Africa is just full of public holidays and school holidays, so we will slow down this month. But we're on schedule to be finished by June, yeah, which is when we said we would. We'll have
perfect
by June for the 3D.
That's wonderful, Colleen. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions for Elizabeth? If not, Tatiana?
Okay, so we've not, so the correction is, if you look at our Google Docs, so it's our fault, the May and Adams line, it says 3, so I was going to raise it to 7. We now heard it should be raised to 18. We haven't had a large number of images collected this week, but Ken, I think, understated what it is he's getting into when he goes to Minnesota. They're seeing 53 kids in 2 days. So they'll be seeing a number of kids as part of that visit that they're doing to Jeff Wozniak, and those are both controls as well as alcohol-exposed, full fetal alcohol syndrome, a whole range. They've done a great job in getting these kids scheduled. So there'll be an increase of 53 right there, and I think that's the major bolus of kids that we're expecting to come up. You can see the saliva numbers as well. We're up to 308, and so in terms of facial imaging, we're pretty close to target on, I think every group that's collecting. And so there's that. In terms of publications, I emailed with Peter Hammond this morning, and he is expecting to have a draft of his paper probably next week. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't say anything about it yet, but he said that he would be sending that. I think I'll see it first, and then it'll go to the larger group. So we're expecting that next week. And we've also been working on doing a little bit of reanalysis on the longitudinal data from the Jacobson's Cross. That's the data that's going to be presented at the meeting at RSA, and I certainly hope that we'll have a paper draft before RSA for that as well. And then the only other thing is we had sent to Elizabeth, and she's just had her move, those individuals who have imaging from San Diego and Los Angeles, correct?
I didn't understand the question. We've sent you.
Oh, I just to say, isn't there a postdoc at your place working on the imaging and the face analysis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's also being, because that was one of our priorities.
Yeah. I'll email him to see where he is. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Okay. But that date is there, because I know many of you, that was a real interest in trying to put the face. And
yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. I was just blanking for a minute.
No, that's right.
anything regarding the genetic study that we've discussed from time to time?
Yes. So we've been in touch with CIDR. We've got our forms together, and we are preparing samples to ship to them for the GWAS.
And how long will it take to get results back, do you think?
First do a QC, so they'll do a SNP panel to do QC, and that'll verify gender on the samples. It'll look for related individuals, although we're certainly sending them all samples that we think are unrelated. It's not a very large project by their scale because it's only 240 samples, so I can ask, but I would expect the turnaround on a sample like that would probably be in the 8-week range, or maybe even faster.
Yep.
And we've checked, the queue is wide open for GWAS, so they'll get started as soon as they receive them.
Great. Okay, it will be interesting to see what you get with that.
I have a question about the kids from Minnesota, going back to what Ken asked earlier. What data will those kids have?
They'll just have a clinical evaluation, and they'll have 3D imaging, and they'll have saliva. They will, to my understanding, they will not have neurobehavior. We can't do that many kids in neurobehaviors. They will not have that piece.
Or brain.
No,
they won't. I don't know if he's done. I don't know actually if he's doing imaging or not. I honestly don't know. So what I think could be negotiated is depending. I don't know. It was Ed who made the original connection. I don't know how similar the battery is that Jeff Wozniak is doing to what you're doing. If we can take like some core variables, I don't know if that was part of the deal that he had made with him. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing anything. I don't know about brain imaging, but my gut feeling is that they're not doing. I mean, they do neuropsych assessment and brain imaging, but I don't think they weren't contacted to do. Yeah.
They weren't contacted to share any of those parts.
No.
No.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Claudia.
We're picking up a couple more subjects now. We're extending the analysis into posterior parietal, midline posterior parietal and visual association areas and picking up a lot more correlations with some of the neuropsych measures. So things are looking really good, actually. No problems.
Good. Maybe we can just have a brief fill-in from the people we haven't heard from. Phil, is there anything that you would like to add about your projects?
Just that we have made tremendous progress, thanks to Wendy and Stephanie Ruida, in getting our data sets not only in the repository, but very, very complete.
Yeah, I'd like to second that, just to commend the work that they've done at that site. It's absolutely incredible. The increase from the beginning, I don't know, maybe the beginning of the year, Phil, to now has been it's incredible.
Thank you.
That's great to hear. Colleen, any updates from South Africa?
We are continuing on the neuro together with San Diego because we made our target for the first assessment together, you know, with those participants who are going to go for re-scanning on the MRI study are in fact going to have a second neuropsych assessment, and we have we've actually assessed I think 23 of those. That's an optional, I think, that San Diego and Cape Town can do. So we're going quite well there. We are, as Sarah said, working really hard now on entering the dysmorphology data. We have an anomaly in that the dysmorphology data was actually collected at diagnosis. We've got two age bands for the older kids who are now about 15. That was collected when they were about 7. So I think it's just important to note that for anyone who's doing analyses, is that the data pertains to 7-year-olds, although the controls, you know, and people like us are all the same age. And then the second band, who's now about 10 and 11, so that would have also been when they were the same age, taken at diagnosis. Our data actually wasn't housed in South Africa. It was the dysmorphology data was in New Mexico. So we've had the added logistics of getting that. It wasn't transcribed directly, obviously, onto SciFaZ platform. So we're re-transcribing that onto the SciFaZ form, and it's been very helpful that we can actually enter the dysmorphology data directly into the tool. That's really afforded us the progress that we've made. So we're working really hard on that, and I think within the next month we sort of entered a huge amount of that. So I think that's about it. We've got one abstract on the neuropsych behavior at RSA, and one abstract has gone in for the FAST data. And we haven't heard yet about that. That'll be Tanya presenting. So I think otherwise everything's going well. No questions are in.
Okay. Jennifer, want to just update from your project?
And since Tina's on the call, I don't know if you've had any more recent conversations with Jan, but they did look at the liver levels of choline and choline metabolites, so we have data on that. The fetal levels don't differ depending upon their treatment condition, but we're still waiting to see if we can get some values from the brain levels.
Right.
And I don't know if, you know, since our last conversation, if you've had any additional conversations with Jan that's...
What we got, or what I got, as they have just received this last shipment, was the all of the analyses for pretty much everything but the choline and metabolites, and she was putting Heidi on that over the next 2 weeks to catch up. So basically that's the hole in the data for me now, even though that's...
Mm-hmm.
Most important piece. So I'm just working with everything that all the data that we have now, and then waiting another 2 weeks to get updated choline information. So I can't really say anything new compared
yeah.
to what we've been saying all along. And I don't know anything more about. Do they have the method for doing the brain tissue? Is that?
Well, I've gotten kind of different stories. I thought they were ready to go on it, and then they had more equipment problems. So, that's the last that I've heard.
Okay.
They thought that they had a procedure that was going to work, but I don't know if they've actually made it work yet.
Okay.
Michelle, anything to add about the informatics core?
Well, we've been pretty much supported, as Sarah mentioned early, tried to help me get the data correctly and filling all the gaps, plus helping New Mexico. They uploaded data in the Center for Story. Went in, Stephanie, pretty much once they done the uploads, they sent me the result file to make sure everything went fine. Other than that, I mean, we're just pretty much here to support you guys. There's, like, nothing major going on.
Great. Thanks. Is there anybody I missed who has something that they'd like to comment upon or tell the rest of the group? If not, any comments from John?
No, I'm just very pleased with the progress, and everything just seems to be marching along just fine. Great work.
Thank you. And comments from either Dale or Bill?
I'm just wondering, are the five questions still alive and well? Since Ed's not here.
We've been working on our questions slowly, but I don't have anything new to add. This is Sarah.
That's all.
All right. any other comments or questions?
Where is Ed, by the way?
He's in Russia.
Where would you?
He was in Poland, and now he's in Russia.
All right. Well, thank you all, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Michael.
Don't forget your
progress. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.